broadcast. I should start saying broadcast first, shouldn't I? As that is where you will be hearing this first, this week at the very least. There is no WCOV this week. Apologies. We're having some away time from the station there for a little bit, but fret not, because you're probably listening to this first at the very least on WPUB, which is Pace University's radio station, where this will be broadcast still, and also on Spotify. So congratulations if you're listening in real time. I appreciate you, and hello in real time-ish, because these are pre-recordings. You're actually a day ahead of me from when I'm recording this. And if you're listening back on Spotify, none of this matters at all. So thank you for listening regardless. We've got a really fun episode this week, but let's talk a little bit. Weather's getting a little bit nicer. I can't believe I just became the I'm going to talk about the weather guy, but I just did. So I guess we have to roll with the punches that we've dished out ourselves. I am currently obsessed with Daredevil. I know that show is about, oh man, when did it come out? 2014? I don't know, man. I know I'm late. I worked like crazy throughout high school, and I never had time to watch TV, but now I'm unemployed and in college between Zoom lectures, so I have ample time to be watching Netflix, so I'm discovering a lot of these MCTVU television shows for the first time. I just recently watched The Punisher for the first time over winter break. I was told that was a terrible show to start with, as it was the last in chronological order, but I loved it. One of my favorite shows. And now I'm watching the introduction of that character through Daredevil. Very fun. Great show. I know I'm late to be talking about that. Very late. Several years late, as a matter of fact. But that's what's been taking up my time lately. I think I've watched 13 hours of Daredevil in the last 24 hours, so probably not healthy. It's about as long as I'm awake in some cases. But yeah, we're vibing. We're doing that. I guess it's been less than 24 hours now since I haven't watched an episode yet today. Yesterday I did. I will be watching episodes probably tonight, though. So we'll see. I'm almost on season 2, and I just started the show like this week. So it's only Wednesday right now. It's not healthy. I think I started last week, actually. I think I started over the weekend. I don't know, man. I can't keep track of time anymore. Nothing is real. Nothing is sensical. But you don't need to listen to that. You don't need to care. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't care. Let's get into music. That's what you're here for. This first track that I'm going to be playing for you guys this week is a song by an artist group known as Natural Born Kissers. This track is called Holiday Inn. I was playing this in the room when my roommate Jonah, and Jonah was vibing along to it too. So Natural Born Kissers, you got the seal of approval from me and one of my two roommates. So let's get into it. Holiday Inn by Natural Born Kissers. Cage. Once again, that track was called Holiday Inn by the group Natural Born Kissers. Very cool song, very vibey. I was grooving to it. Brought my mood up a little bit on this not so good vibe day. You ever just have a day where it's like, it's so pretty out, I'm gonna take care of myself, I'm gonna go for a walk, and then it's like, oh no, there's bad vibes just around the corner. That was me earlier. I was like, I woke up a little bit earlier than normal, which is still extremely unhealthy in my case. It's still like noon, but better noon than two. I did class, and it was, at least, the sun is setting now. It was so nice out earlier. The sun was shining. There was not a cloud in the sky. It's in the mid-50s today in New York City. I liked that. I was like, cool, I don't have to wear a heavy winter coat right now. I walked out in my denim jacket. I felt fine, but I don't know. I was in a great mood. I was informed by my roommate, Michael. Someone said the vibes are off today. I said, the vibes are off today, but I feel great. He said, I feel great too. So I walked out. I got my food and some commotion in the cafeteria. I was waiting there for about like 40 minutes. I was like, oh no, a 40-minute wait and all I've eaten is a Clif Bar? I was getting hangry. I was getting really hangry. And I feel bad. I never want to take my rage out on the employees of the Pace Calf. They're doing their job. They do it well. They're doing what they gotta do. I didn't take any rage out. I internalized it like an adult, and I just got hangry silently as I waited for my sushi, which I ate. It was delightful. My vibes are coming back up. I'm hoping to keep the good vibes, keep the good energy. But the day is young. The sun is setting, and I hope that I hope the vibes stay upright. Upright? Upright. Up. Top in the sky. So let's get into the next song, shall we? Let's just ignore anything I just said. Jesus Christ. We're gonna be playing a song by the band Our Fathers called Three. That's spelled with Roman numerals though. I for the layman. This track reminds me a lot of a heavier version of 30 Seconds to Mars in the best way possible. So let's get into it. Our Fathers, Three.
Thank you. flagship's falling. It won't be long when you take to sea. I hope you hear my song. It's when we dance like lovers, we dance alone. Sing to the stars, a sea of endless drones. We're all alone. We are all.
Once again, that track was called Three by Our Fathers. That's three spelt with Roman numerals, III, for the layman, if you're still listening as a layman. I love that term, the layman. That's genuinely one of my favorite ways to be a dick and just say you're stupid. I'm a layman. Don't let me sound like I'm holier than thou. I'm stupid. I'm under no illusion that I'm not stupid. But, yeah, we're vibing. We're getting, I was a little bit heavier. I hope you're in a heavier mood today because we're not done. We're going to get a little more heavy. I've been wanting to play this band for quite some time since they commented on my TikTok months ago. Finally doing a heavier friendly episode. So this track that I'm going to play for you guys next is called Breathless by a group called Palace Burn. Really dig this group. Really dig this song. So Breathless by Palace Burn coming up right now.
Oh,
Once again, that artist was Palace Burn, bringing you that powerhouse track called Breathless. No weak links in that song by any means, absolutely none. The way those drums are mixed in that final master of that track, Jesus Christ, powerful. Hard-hitting vocals, that guitar tone. That's like bringing me back to when I used to listen to a lot of heavy music when I was a little bit younger. I miss it a little bit. Maybe I'll have to get back into metal and hard rock. I've been on a kick lately where I've been just listening to what I'm calling old Zoomer music. It's me being someone who grew up in the early 2000s with bands like Nickelback and who else? Hoobastank, Hinder, Theory of a Dead Man. Some of those songs did not age well. Some of them are damn fucking disgusting. Saving Abel. Why were artists so horny in the early 2000s? Was there a need to be that horny in 2006? Because there are so many horny songs from 2006. I don't understand it. I've come to this consensus with Nickelback. I've been thinking about this a lot because it's you know what? I grew up in the age where it was trendy to hate on Nickelback. I will admit that I was a hipster. I will admit that I hopped on the bandwagon of hating on Nickelback. And there are so many hits. I was thinking about it. Saving Me. Too Bad. How You Remind Me. Hero. If Today Was Your Last Day. Man, there are so many good Nickelback songs, but I was thinking about it a little bit more. I'm like, if this band consistently released so many, like, catchy, good songs, why did we shit on them so much? And then I looked at their albums, and I'm going to have to pull up some track listing right now for this consensus, for this notoriety, whatever word that I used right in there at some point, or wrong. And this is where I've come to. This is the conclusion that I've gotten to. Let's look at All the Right Reasons, one of their albums that had a lot of their hits. This is the album that brought you Photograph, Far Away, If Everyone Cared, and Rockstar. Rockstar I'm a little bit mixed on. But Far Away, If Everyone Cared, and Photograph, and Saving Me. Saving Me is also on All the Right Reasons. I was thinking to myself, how did we shit on a song that brought us so many hits? But then I looked at the other songs on the album. You mean to tell me you're gonna put a song like Photograph, a nostalgic song about your youth, Saving Me, and Far Away, very sentimental, emotional songs, If Everyone Cared, a call for empathy, on the same goddamn album as Animals, a song talking about fucking in your car? That is one of the horniest songs I've ever heard. What's it? What else we got? What else we got? I'm not done. Like, I have been wanting to talk about this for so fucking long. Let's look at Silver Side Up, the album that brought you How You Remind Me, one of the greatest songs of that era, period. I don't even think you can argue that. And Too Bad, another great song. And this was on the same... You know what, actually? I don't think I know the songs on this album enough to shit on them. We're going to scrap that one. All right. Regardless. Oh, Dark Horse. That's the one I want. Gotta Be Somebody. What a sweet song. Burn It to the Ground. All right. It's a party anthem. It's about drinking. It's about being fucking reckless. I'm here for it. I play rock music. You mean to tell me you're gonna put the same album on the same album, the song Gotta Be Somebody, and Never Gonna Be Alone, and If Today Was Your Last Day? Song about putting life into perspective. You're going to put Something in Your Mouth as the leading single off of that track? Come on, man. I understand why we shat on them. I understand to an extent. They had so many good songs and they muddled it by putting so many horny, disgusting, terrible songs on the same album. Not every artist can make consistently good albums. I recognize that. It's hard to make a complete no-skip album. But for every half good album, there's half shit on the other, I guess, on the B side. Sometimes it's the first three tracks are terrible, but the hits somewhere in there. I think their track listing sucks. They should have just condensed it to making, like, a really good sentimental rock album and then make the horny album later. Let it be a flop of an album, not their career. But Nickelback, if you're listening, I actually do like a lot of your music. I know I'm being hypercritical, but it's because I care. I have to hand it to them. As far as I know, they haven't been Me Too'd or canceled for any form of sexual misconduct or hate crimes or anything of along those lines. So we gave them a lot of shit. We didn't even give them room to have the opportunity to take advantage of anything, which I guess in some way makes bullying a good thing because they still had a platform. But as far as I know, they didn't really do anything shitty. Though, that's always subject to change, is it not? Regardless, this is a long-winded rant about Nickelback, but I care about this a lot. So, let's get into the fourth artist for today's episode, which will then bring us into the interview portion of tonight. And that is going to be a band called Music for Situations, all the way out of Mexico. Super cool. Going over... I guess that's technically, yeah, international lines again. So I love when we do that. I love when we get to reach out to places that are outside the U.S. So here we go. Music for Situations coming up right now with their track Not Enough Time. Enjoy it.
Of time, 'cause I don't have enough of it. I want to do a lot of things, but I think I want to do them. The only thing I want to say.
Thank you.
That song is a banger. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. It has found a happy home on the John's Basement podcast/broadcast official Spotify playlist. Bringing that back, mentioning that, because I don't mention that nearly enough. If you don't want to hear the ramblings of me talking about rants on Nickelback, and you simply just want to hear the music that I play on these shows, and your taste is wide, the master playlist of all the songs that I've played on this show, regardless of genre, so long as they're on Spotify, are in that playlist. Just simply search up John's Basement Podcast, and you should find a playlist that's got the logo that I use on these thumbnails, and there you go. This will be taking us all the way into the interview portion of tonight's episode, but before I get there, I want to talk a little bit about the band, because this one was really fun to interview, and I apologize gravely for the sake that we had to reschedule this interview so many times, partially on my end, partially on their end, and it was just, I was very worried it wasn't going to happen, but it did happen, and I'm very excited to be reaching out, excuse me, to a different time zone. We're going to be in, whatever time zone technically is Utah. I believe these guys are from Utah. So that's going to be really fun. I'm excited. These guys remind me of a lot of artists at once. So you will listen to them speak for a little bit, and then I'll play their new track, MHM, Mudhoney Mask. But you'll have to listen to a little bit. Genuinely, this was a really cool interview. They went into great depth about the meanings behind their music and the history of their band, and I very much had a fun time talking to these two bandmates. So coming up right now, this is No Jur. Enjoy the interview, and then we'll go right into the music segment. Hey everyone, welcome back to another interview portion of John's Basement podcast/broadcast. I'm joined here with the band No Jur. Very excited to talk to you guys. So my first question is, where are you guys based out of? It's Utah, am I correct?
Yeah, actually, we're actually from a city just south of Salt Lake City. I don't know if you've heard of that. We're from Syracuse, Utah.
Cool. Syracuse, cool. Utah. That's funny. There's a Syracuse, New York, which is not too far from where I'm from. So I like that.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So kind of a loaded question to come right out of the gates with, but what are some of your biggest influences, or who are some of your biggest influences rather?
It all started with Joan Jett for me when I was in junior high. The Sundance Film Festival in 2018 had just come out, and I went and watched it with my friend, and I was like, why am I not in a band? Because I've always played music ever since I was little and whatnot. But yeah, I went and saw the Sundance Film Festival, and Joan Jett, major influence. I'm trying to think of some more. Some of my bigger influences as well is probably Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, just some classic metal and whatnot.
And then for me, my dad showed me Metallica when I was like 10, and that got me into music, you know, like a lot of people. So like Metallica, I'm also super into all the music I listen to is all of a sudden out of my head.
It happens.
Oh man. You know, Metallica. Lately I've been getting some more like deathcore stuff, but that doesn't necessarily influence music I write. I was super into Green Day. I am still, you know, obviously.
Ooh, I just remembered one. Keep going.
Deftones.
Oh, yep.
Deftones. Shoot, Poppy is really cool.
Paramore, super huge for me.
That's so funny. Those are literally some of my influences too. Metallica, Green Day, and Iron Maiden were three of my my inspiring ones for me. So I relate. So you guys are actually currently in high school, am I correct?
I have been graduated for almost a year.
I'm a senior in high school.
Yeah, so was our bassist.
Yeah,
he couldn't make it.
All good. It happens. There's it's a weird time for scheduling, especially.
Oh yeah.
But that's crazy. That's it's reminding me of the punk band that I was in high school. So very nostalgic. You guys have some very like classic like rock and metal influences, which you can definitely hear comes across in your track The Crown, which I'll get to in a minute. So how would you guys describe your sound?
I mean, you had a really good term for it. They use a lot.
I call it pro genre at the moment, because we're taking elements of different genres that we all enjoy and pushing it in one, because I personally have a hard time like trying to classify where we try to fit in, because I haven't really been able to pinpoint another band, so to say, at least locally, that has a sound similar to us.
If you really wanted to like be super general, I mean, you could say like rock.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess we kind of. I don't know. I want to say it's kind of a. Like a little bit grungy, but also at the same time. I don't know.
If you really wanted to be blind, you could just say alternative rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, what my band. So I feel that.
Yeah.
We say alternative / indie, but truth be told, we're neither.
Yeah.
No, that's cool though. So this is a thinking based question. I apologize for asking it, but it's a really fun one for me.
You're all good. Let's hear it.
If you could record a song with any artist, who would that artist be and why?
Oh, man.
We've talked about Poppy before, haven't we?
Are you talking, like, personally or as a band?
Let's do personally for both of you guys.
Oh, man. Hands down, Hayley Williams. Absolutely amazing vocalist. And I'm not sure, you probably have heard, but she just released a new album, and she did all the producing by herself. So, like, she's a super talented person and one of my major influences. But, yeah, I'd probably have to go with Hayley Williams.
Solid answer.
For me, I would probably have to say I've always wanted to work on some heavier stuff personally. And so I don't know if you know the band Spike. Darius Tehrani, he's a super talented death metal vocalist. And I would love to do like guitar work for him, because I feel like he could be a really cool thing.
It's a very interesting blend of genre right there. So I take it you're the heavier influence in the band. You're more on the pop punk scene. Cool. That's an awesome blend though. So that's going to bring me to my question about your track that is currently out, The Crown, because I definitely noticed a lot of blending in genre. So yeah. What's the story behind that track?
That's you.
Okay, so I think I wrote this song 1, maybe 2 years ago. And it was when I was in high school. And we're about to release another song tomorrow, March 1st. But this is where the influence comes from for both of those tracks. So like I said, I was in high school and I felt a lot of pressure to try to find the comfortable job, the comfortable life, you know, that that I felt like my school was trying to push onto me. And I was working nonstop, day and night, in a job that I wasn't happy with, of course, and always going to school. And one of the lyrics, "I've been working dead-end jobs just to make a living," really was like what was going to define the song with, because let's see here. I just felt so burnt out, and I once I got with my band and whatnot and we started writing this, I felt like we just needed to create a very bold song, be like, look, I am not gonna sit down and throw away my dreams that I would like to pursue, so I can live a comfortable life. You know, it's our life. We can do whatever we want with it, and we don't have to live that comfortable life. So, you know, we will not bow down. I'm gonna steal the crown. Just, I'm gonna give it all that I've got personally to try to make this dream happen.
A solid answer. So that brings me to kind of another question. Do you normally write the songs for the band?
most of the time, but from time to time, we've been working on a song, and our bassist actually has wrote some of the lyrics. We all kind of pitch in, but for the most part, I guess you could say I write them, but I feel like it's a group effort.
Pretty cool. That's awesome. Kind of how the Red Hot Chili Peppers writes. I like it.
Yeah.
So what is the story behind the band? How did you guys meet and where did the name come from?
Oh, man.
So
this is a long story.
Got time.
Okay.
Starts with her.
Okay. So rewind back to 2018. I went to Sundance with my friend, saw the Joan Jett documentary. I personally was not interested in music at the time because I was doing other stuff. I was playing football. And so I kind of just pushed music aside for a bit. And then, you know, I hit a little bit of a rough spot in my life and I saw that and it kind of just, something in me clicked. So of course I was like, okay, I have to go out and I got to start a band. What am I doing with my life? So I've been through a lot of members. It's been quite the journey with that, but it finally took me 3 years to get to the point where we are. I'm trying to think of how many groups I've been through. Let me think for a second. I want to say at least 3 or 4 until we finally landed with me, Brandon, and Isaac. And I met Isaac through a girl in my chemistry class because she had heard that I was looking for a bassist. And she's like, oh, I know a bassist. I was like, sick, send him my way. Well, it turns out he plays the guitar because she didn't know the difference. I was like, okay, we'll take it. So at that moment in time when Isaac was brought into the band, what, didn't we have two other guitarists?
Yeah, there was already two.
Yeah, so there were three guitarists and I guess drummer, singer, because, you know.
Now that's your Iron Maiden lineup right there.
Yeah. But then how did you meet Brandon?
Brandon was literally sat next to me in my first day of math in like 11th grade. And we just were like, oh, sick, you play bass. And then like, it didn't occur to me until like a minute later that we were looking for a bass. And I was like, wait, join my band.
Yeah, it's just been a long journey through a lot of different people. But ultimately landing with Brennan and Isaac, and they're very talented people. That's all I gotta say.
That's awesome. So where does the name come from?
A previous member.
Yeah, we had, so, but before No Jury, we had like another name and we were looking to change it up. And so we had like a list of names we were going through. And I think like we had an old member, his name was Nick. He was one of the guitarists.
Very talented guy.
Yeah. It's also important to mention that he also did a lot of the writing for The Crown. So yeah, he had like a list of names, and one of them I think was a Declare No Jure, which yeah. I think was a, or is it, or I think he put in parentheses like Declare No Law, which I guess was kind of like a, like when you have that full phrase, I guess it kind of is more explanatory. Just kind of, I guess more than anything, it was something that we just thought kind of sounded cool, but also the phrase Declare No Law kind of sounded like the message of some of the songs that we were writing at the time. And we thought that it just kind of really fit. And then we took the declare part off and we just said no jur because we thought it sounded better.
Yeah.
It's a very good name, and I like that. It's definitely one of the toughest things when you're naming a band is trying to come up with a name that hasn't been so taken. And That's cool. Yeah. You ended up with a very unique name that I haven't seen anywhere else. That's like, I don't know if you've looked at my account, but I'm in a band, Spitfire. And the way that I came to that name was so stupid, where it was literally like I was coming up with the solo project after I had been leaving my other band. And my other band was called Fracture, and there were 6 Fractures on Spotify. And we released an EP and an album, and Spotify put both releases on different Fracture pages, which to this day has not been fixed. So I decided that the next band that I start has to be so unique that no one will have it. So I remember I went through alternates of the spelling of Spitfire. Spelling it right was taken. Spelling it with an F was taken. So I said, fuck it. I'm spelling it with a P-H-Y. No one will take my name. It is the dumbest name. People still make fun of it, including me. Yeah. But no, No Jerk is definitely, you guys, you hit gold with that name. So it's a sick name.
Oh, yeah.
So you do have a song coming out tomorrow, as you mentioned. It's called MHM. Am I correct?
Yep.
So what is the story behind that track? How is it different? Because I noticed you wrote it was different than The Crown. What's that about?
Musically, it really plays with a lot of different elements than The Crown. The Crown was a lot more hard rock, punky.
Like rhythmically, it's very just like...
Yeah, it's very driving. And then MHM, it experiments with shoegaze.
What else? Shoegaze elements, like it falls more on like the pop punky type yeah. thing, but where that's kind of where I got like the grungy word from. Is it's kind of, you know, it's a different vibe, I guess, to put it plainly.
Yeah, lyrically, it has the same message as The Crown, but it's a lot deeper.
It's more about the concept of individuality, I guess.
Yeah. Well, putting on your mask, not COVID, but you have a mask you can put on every single day, and you can decide which side you're gonna show. I will reveal to you that Mudhoney mask, MHM, that's what it stands for. So mud is very just dark and gross, while honey is very light, and you can put on that Mudhoney mask, which is a combination of the both. You're either super low or, you know, you're super high. You're happy with where you're at, but if you want to fit into society and live the life that, you know you want to pursue, but you're not going to, you can just choose to put on that mask. And it's that gray in between. You're not happy. You're not super sad. You're just there.
Very deep. I'm excited to hear it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yes.
And my final question, this has been a great interview. Thank you so much for answering these questions. What is next in store for you guys? Do you have any more songs planned on the release? Obviously, there's no shows at this current moment in time, but what's in the future plans for No Jer?
Well, I mean, like as always, we're writing right now. We have songs that we're writing. We don't have anything other than the songs coming out tomorrow in store to release, but we do plan on going to the studio to record some more of our songs that we've been writing, probably around April. And then we also there's a local talk show that we're going to be going on sometime late March to just answer some questions, maybe play a song or two.
Awesome. Well, that's super exciting. I'm very excited for you guys. I'm glad to have you on the show. Thank you for following. Did you find me on TikTok? I never can tell.
Yes.
It was TikTok.
I found it on TikTok.
Yeah, that's right. You guys commented, I believe, on the first post I put talking about my show, which is so crazy to me. So I made a second post that blew up. That first one did not blow up. And like several thousand or over 1,000 people commented on it. And then I saw you guys commented on the other one. Like, you know what? No one commented on this post. I'm going to put them on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that first video showed up on my For You page. And I was like, my band's single's coming out in like a couple weeks. I'm going to save this and then comment when it comes out.
Yeah, no, I was planning on putting The Crown in this episode. But given that your song is coming out tomorrow, I will definitely be putting MHM in this episode. On Wednesday. Sorry for the reschedule, by the way. For preface, this interview got rescheduled like 3 times.
Dude, you're fine. Totally life happens.
Yeah, and of course, like right as we were about to start this call, like someone in the building was vacuuming, like right. Right now. But we got it. We got it here. So thank you so much for doing this interview. This has been No Jury, everybody. Go check out their new track, MHM, which will be played right after this interview. Have a great week, guys. You just listened to the interview with the band No Jur, two of the three of them, and let's jump right into their new track, MHM, which stands for Mudhoney Mask. It is now currently available on Spotify. Check out their other track, The Crown, and here we go, MHM, coming up right now. Once again, the track that you just listened to was MHM, Mudhoney Mask, by the band No Jur, around Salt Lake City, Utah. Super cool to be reaching into, I believe, what is known as Mountain Time Zone. I don't know if I've done that before. I think I have. Is North Dakota in that time zone? I don't know. I'm awful with geography. I'm really mistakenly and ashamedly so. But Yeah, really great song, really cool band, really good energy. I really enjoyed that interview. Good vibes all around, bringing up the vibes of my day, bringing them back as they were suffering quite severely earlier, a couple hours ago. But I'm eating a baked potato right now, sitting at my desk as I make this episode. I'm appreciative of the vegan options. If you don't know, I'm a vegetarian. It's very nice to be able to have something that has some flavor for once in a while. So, my vibes are coming back. It's going well. I'm feeling better. Can you tell how good I feel through the tone of my voice? That's satirical. It's supposed to be, at least. I'm just not as funny as I think I am. But that's okay. I think I am, and that's all that matters. So let's be getting into the very end segment portion of today's episode, where I'm going to be doing what I do almost best, which is talking about my band. And I genuinely mean it when I say that it is my New Year's resolution that I am really trying to adhere to for once, where it is hopefully that my Spotify Wrapped at the end of 2021 is not Spitfire. However, I'd love for yours to be Spitfire. I should have... Oh, that's such a good market pitch or something. I should definitely use that more often. We have a new song coming out called Melodia. It's the first song that I've written that will be coming out that I actually sing in a mix of English and Spanish. I'm very excited for it. And we're waiting on the final master, which hopefully we'll be having this weekend. If so, we will be hopefully aiming for a mid to late April release date. We got the artwork this past weekend for it from a very awesome artist, I think is based out of California, Cody Jimenez. Check out his work. Really cool stuff. I'm very excited to release the actual image of this album cover when it's closer to something that we can deliver on. Very excited. And I actually am going to play for you guys an early master of the track, so you will be hearing the real version a little bit later on. But if you're listening to my show right now, you get an early look. So this track is going to be coming up right now. It is called Melodia by my own band, Spitfire, spelled terribly, Spitfire, Spit, P-H-Y-R-E. Yeah, coming up right now. And that's all I got for this week, so stay safe. If you're getting vaccinated, get vaccinated if you have the option. Don't wait. Let's get this shit over with already. So get that vaccine, keep wearing your masks. Stick the needle in my arm already, CDC. I'm over COVID. I want to be over with COVID. So let's do it. Don't be a dipshit. Wear a mask, social distance still. It's not over yet. We're hopefully seeing some positivity in the near future. Good week. Good night. Melodia by Spitfire coming up right now. Yo no odio los gringos en la ciudad. No tienen problemas con la policía. La canción es muy importante de mi corazón. Yo necesito razón. Mata a los pendejos. Destroy the